Welcome to Drill Down Earnings. We have first quarter earnings from Amazon.com, and they were good. Corey Johnson, Chief Market Strategist from Futurum Group. When we look at the numbers from Amazon, well, Wall Street just likes a beat or a miss. And yeah, this was a beat. Net sales of $143 billion in the quarter, up 13%. Net income, $10.4 billion, way ahead of the estimates, as well as earnings per share of 98 cents per diluted share, well better than Wall Street expected. So Wall Street got it wrong. What did Amazon get right? Well, they had growth at scale. It was 13% revenue growth on a year-over-year basis. It's a little less than last quarter, but that number's been getting better and getting better at an increasing rate generally, and it looks really good. And yeah, it was really profitable. This is a business that has often been run just so it could create free cash flow so they could grow, but not really turn out profits. And they've actually got a 10.7% EBIT margin, one of the best they've ever had, really impressive here. And I thought something that was super impressive was that AWS, their massive data center business, the growth has reaccelerated in that business. It was once growing at better than 30%, even better than that in the past. Well, that had dipped down into the low double digits. Now it's 17% growth. That suggests that numbers are pretty strong and maybe driven by AI. And that, of course, helped lift the rest of the business, which was only growing at 12%. Now, interestingly also is that AWS is profitable, but so was the rest of Amazon. We saw Amazon Web Services, AWS profits, are now only 62% of the overall profits at Amazon. That was once more than 200%, which is to say that it was those profits were subsidizing losses at the rest of the business, not so much anymore. And at Amazon, when one product's working, all products are working, they all grow together. And we certainly saw that in the quarter. Now, one of the funny things about Amazon reports is that when they put out their press release on the quarter, it's just this scrolling list of, it's like spaghetti sticking on the wall, seeing what's going to be there later. And they just list new product after new partnership after healthcare and the NFL and biotechnology and AWS, and it goes on and on and on. So what does the stock react to and how does it react? Well, I'm going to tell you a quick little story here. This is a true story, but I can't put names on it because I made a promise. But the executives at Amazon, the CEO, the CFO, some of the top executives, when they would review the numbers before the conference call would start, these guys would write on the wall what they thought the stock would do afterwards, and they were invariably wrong. So they don't know what the stock is going to do. If it's going to go up, it's going to go down by a lot, by a little. They don't know. They're guessing. The funny little game they played at Amazon HQ. Well, the stock was basically flat after hours, up 1%. But for the year, the stock is up 66%. So you know the executives who get paid mostly in stock are really happy. Now, CEO Andy Jassy was asked about what we can expect with growth going forward, particularly around AWS and where that growth is going to come from. And he sounded excited.
I think there are really unbelievable growth opportunities in front of us. And I think what people sometimes forget on the AWS side, it's a $100 billion revenue run rate business that we're still 85%+ of the global IT spend is on premises. If you believe that equation is going to flip, which we do, it means we have a lot of growth in front of us. And that's before the generative AI opportunity, which I don't know if any of us have seen a possibility like this in technology in a really long time. You know, for sure since the cloud, perhaps since the internet.
So what's it all mean and what's the big drill down earnings takeaway? One number that means a whole lot, the one thing you want to remember? I'll have that for you right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
First quarter earnings from Amazon.com. The sun is shining on Amazon and on me. But Amazon, what a great quarter. $143 billion in revenues, up 13% on a year-over-year basis. Also really profitable. 10% profit margin for this business and $10.4 billion in net income. Very impressive. But the bite, the one number that tells us a whole lot, I think it's really important here. Amazon Web Services grew at 17%. That's faster than last quarter. It's faster than the quarter before that. It's even faster than the quarter before that. So an acceleration of growth in maybe the most important business that they've got there, at least certainly the most profitable business they have there. Very impressive indeed. All right, thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. Check me out on X at Corey TV, on TikTok, on Instagram, at the Futurum Group's YouTube page. Leave us some comments. Let us know what you think. Drill Down Earnings, part of 6-5 Media.